Culver first arrived on the campus in Rock Island in 1974. Hired to be a part-time instructor, bassoon teacher, conductor, and conductor of the Clinton Symphony.
Through a series of retirements and reconfigurations of the department, at the end of my second year, the college offered me a position, in a tenure-track position in the department, and I accepted it. And I still continued to look around and thought, well, I'll be here just a few more years. And then 10 turned to 20, turned to 30, turned to 40, and here we are.
He is the 15th and longest-serving conductor of the Augustana Symphony Orchestra that was first formed in 1893.
And so the responsibility for, again, you know, for the music and the players rests with me. And I accept that responsibility as a custodian of the orchestra. And we don't have to bow to the box office, to be very blunt. Bow and to the holy box office and see that it would be lovely and wonderful, wouldn't it, if every seat were filled in Centennial Hall. I don't live in that kind of fool's paradise. And so I don't have to necessarily worry about that subscription. Of course I think about what would be appealing for an audience. And I try not to just program my own personal taste, otherwise there'd be an awful lot of Mahler and Schoenberg and Debussy and Bartok. And I'm not sure that would necessarily suit everyone all the while.
And along with the obvious responsibilities of leading the orchestra, another key role is recruiting students for the music department.
We spend an enormous amount of energy recruiting students, and the recruitment begins. We are now finalizing our class for next year, but we are already beginning. People have already begun the recruiting efforts for the year following. It's unending. It never stops. If we do not recruit, we die.
Now 67 years old, Dr. Culver says there was no pressure, and he could have stayed on longer, but it just seemed to be the right time to retire.
And I think I still have my, faculties about me. I still know how to conduct an orchestra, and I want to be able to leave with that rather than someone saying, "Oh dear, when will he ever leave?" And so I have other prospects in view, guest conducting here and abroad, and maybe some teaching in some other schools, some part-time teaching. Books to read, certainly. A book to write, I hope. I've said that for years. I've had a number of false starts. Oh, it's something as, you know, as hard hitting as, you know, and as quick selling as on conducting a Mahler symphonies or something like that, that I'm sure would sell, you know, hundreds of thousands of copies within weeks.
For his farewell concert, Culver will conduct the premiere of a piece by Jacob Banks from the Augustana Music Department. It's based on a poem by 17th century English poet John Dryden.
It's a remarkable achievement, and I'm not prone to superlatives, but this has been one of the most salutary experiences I've had in years working on this project with Jacob and with the rest of my colleagues. I mean, that's what we should be doing. We should be eternally doing this. Bartok said very importantly, if we don't have music today, new music today, we don't have music tomorrow. And I really do believe that one of the responsibilities we have is to be good stewards to, especially when we have a composer of the gift that we have with Jacob Banks.
The farewell concert will not be the final one, though. He still has to lead the music festival concert during graduation weekend next month. I'm Herb Tricks.